If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KKKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Assist me in bringing this message today as we continue our teaching upon the subject that is so near and dear all of our hearts, prayer. All right, I want you to come on to this mic if you want to volunteer to be a reader. You ain't got to be a minister. If you just feel like you want to share today, I just want to, don't be all day now. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Now we're going to go through several verses, so you don't have to stand. Luke 11:1, I want to begin there. Because I want us to look at what we're dealing with scripturally.
Luke 11:1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples.
Amen. Now, this is where we get our theme, Lord, teach us how to pray. John's disciples, Jesus' disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. And what is so especially wonderful about this, turn to Matthew.
The subject that is so near and dear all of our hearts, prayer. All right, I want you to, Mikey, if you want to volunteer to be a reader, you ain't got to be a minister. If you just feel like you want to share today, I just want to, don't be all day now. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Now we're going to go through several verses, so you don't have to stand. Luke 11:1. I want to begin there. Because I want us to look at what we're dealing with scripturally.
Luke 11:1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples.
Amen. Now, this is where we get our theme, Lord, teach us how to pray. John's disciples, Jesus' disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. And what is so especially wonderful about this, turn to Matthew chapter 6, if you will, is that Jesus, I want to look
And he goes into partial parts of the prayer in Luke 11. But I want to go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And what I want to do is share with you from verse 5 to verse 8, because our time is far spent. What time is it?
8:01.
Thank you. All right. Our time is just allowing us to set this up today so that we can get further into this structure of prayer. One of the things the enemy never wants you to know is what God wants you to know.
Amen.
And see, when we understand the structure, when we understand the principle, call them what?
Hypocrites.
Hypocrites. So what is a hypocrite? I'm glad you asked.
Amen.
It's clear that they are hypocrites.
Is one who pretend to be one.
Let's go on to verse 6 now.
Verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
Amen. Now, verse 5 was an indictment, but verse 2 is instruction. I mean, verse 6 is instructional. Here's what he's saying. Now, when you pray, talking about the believers,
amen,
you find you a quiet place.
Amen.
Matter of fact, he used closet as a very deeply personal and private place. He says, not only go in there, but close the door shut.
Amen.
Why? Because you don't even want folk outside the door, in the same house, to know what you're in there doing.
Amen.
You find your place and your peace in those little confined areas where you are talking to God. It really ain't nobody else's business. So you ain't got to do that in front of nobody. So you go in secret.
Amen.
Now, verse 5 talks about those putting on a show. And then he's talking about the believer praying in secret. Now, here's what Jesus says. He says, but you, talking about the believers, when you pray, you go into your closet, you shut the door, and when you pray to your Father who seeth in secret, he will do what? How will he reward you?
Openly.
Amen. So now what does that tell us in these instructions? Because when he says how to do this, Jesus is saying, I'm trying to tell you how to get a prayer through.
Amen. Amen.
And what he's saying to them is, now listen, now a closet does not necessarily mean
a closet. It means a private place. It means a place where you're set off and set aside by yourself. And so it doesn't mean a literal closet. For somebody to say, well, now I ain't got no closet. I couldn't even get in my closet. You know, I got closet issues, you know, whatever. But that it means a very private space where you can go before God and be real with him.
Amen.
Be open with him. Amen. Be honest with him. Say to him the things you need to say to him without anybody else hearing. Listen, one of the things you need to be with God is transparent.
Amen.
Why? Because he already knows what you want to tell him anyhow.
Amen.
You ain't telling him no secret. His eyes are in every place. His ears are in every place. He already knows what you've done, what you're doing.
Yes.
He knows what you want to confess. He knows what you want to ask.
Amen.
And so the reality is he just wants you to confess it.
Amen. Amen.
And there are just some things you won't confess around other folks.
That's right.
So he's saying get to a place where you can confess those things instructional. Now, read verse 7 because it continues with the instructions.
Verse 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking.
All right. Now, verse 5 tells us about folks standing to be seen for a show. Verse 6 tells us to go in our prayer closets and shut the door so that we pray in secret. But now verse 7 deals with much speaking. Some folk think that real prayer is praying long.
Real with him.
Haven't you really been embarrassed? Truthfully, now be honest with me for a minute. When you've been to prayer service and somebody can pray for 30 minutes and you ain't got but 30 seconds to pray.
Listen, one of the things you need to be with God is transparent.
I ain't really got much more to say to you, Lord, right now.
Why?
Because he already knows what you want to tell him anyhow.
Amen.
You ain't telling him no secret. You know, his eyes are in every place. His ears are in every place. He already knows what you've done, what you're doing. He knows what you want to confess. He knows what you want to ask. And so the reality is he just wants you to confess it. And there are just some things you won't confess around other folks. So he's saying get to a place where you can confess those things instructional. Now, read verse 7 because it continues with the instructions.
Verse 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking.
All right. Now, verse 5 tells us about folks standing to be seen for a show. Verse 6 tells us to go in our prayer closets and shut the door so that we pray in secret. But now, verse 7 deals with much speaking. Some folk think that real prayer is praying long. Haven't you really been embarrassed? Truthfully, now be honest with me for a minute. When you've been to prayer service and somebody can pray for 30 minutes and you ain't got but 30 seconds to pray. You're like, look, after a minute, I ain't really got much more to say to you, Lord, right now. At this point in my life. You see, because you have to develop that relationship with God. You know, whatever is real to you, and if you can pray in 30 seconds and it's real, God honors that. If you can pray for 3 hours and it's real, God honors that. But what is that God honors is realness.
Oh, yeah.
Realness.
You go back to your familiar,
don't think that real praying is long praying. Nor is it prayer that repeats vain repetition.
Clear.
Listen, what is vain repetition? It is filler phrases.
Going that, God knows your heart.
Now, filler phrases are phrases that we use just to fill or complete a sentence.
Then you wasting
it's not what we really mean.
Stuff you don't mean.
Bless God, holy, thank you, Jesus, my God, Father, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, thank you, Lord God, praise the Lord, amen, thank you, all this. Now, if we were adding full of praise, that would be fine, but when we are filling up the gap, because we don't know what to say, and then we keep saying that, over and over and over again, maybe it's time you cut your prayer off. When you find yourself repeating vain repetition over and over and over again, then that means it's time to cut your prayer off. How many times have you got down to pray and you started praying and sleep overcame you and you were down there praying and you were praying like, what did I leave off at? Oh, yeah. And you go back to your familiar vain repetition, and you go through that, and you find yourself saying that 3-4 times. You know what? Just say, Lord, you know I'm sleeping. Let me go and go to bed. And I'm going to catch you when I can be clear and real with you. Yeah, because all of that just going through that, God knows your heart.
Amen. Amen.
I mean,
God knows your heart, and nothing, listen, nothing irks God more than you wasting time with stuff you don't mean.
In the New Testament, when Peter
stuff you don't mean.
Saw Jesus walking on the
prayer
water,
is a serious thing.
Morning,
and he asked the
it's
Lord.
It's personal communication with our God.
He prayed 13 words, 13 words
with
to get out
the
on the water.
God,
when he started,
who is above all other,
he
got
10 of those words off.
It's a serious thing,
and said,
and so
Lord,
you need to take prayer seriously.
Amen.
And what happened?
And when you communicate, because just
it.
Think of prayer
now,
as communicating
with
God, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your desires, your petitions, your confessions.
Yeah,
it's communicating with him. And you communicate with him by being real and discussing or declaring the issues of your heart, not just the stuff in your head. Stop trying to figure out these sayings like other folks say to add to your prayer. Leave the vain repetition alone. The old folk used to say, call him up. And tell him what you want. Now, I mean, again, it has to be real to you, and we've gone through this before. Prayer all through the Word of God. I mean, varies from a traditional prayer. I don't mean tradition in a sense, but I mean like in the New Testament, when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water that early morn, and he asked the Lord if that was him to bid him to come, and Jesus told him to
and
come.
God rained
he
fire down from
13
heaven.
Words, 13
fire
words.
Fire down from heaven, 63 words.
When
63
drowning,
words.
He cut
and
ten
did
of those
what they
words
couldn't
on,
do in 6 hours.
And said, Lord,
when Hezekiah
save
got the word from Isaiah,
me.
Get your house in order.
And what happened?
You shall die. And
the Lord me. Saved him.
Hezekiah turned his
now,
face to the wall.
Filled with vain repetition.
Prayed a 30-word prayer.
Under.
And got 50.
Yeah, who sat high and you look down.
Added on to his life.
50 years.
My
Father.
And there was no vain repetition. In his prayer. No,
I ain't got time
prayer.
For that, Lord.
No, no, I just pray. And all
save
through the Word of God,
me.
And you've seen God act upon the prayers of the people of God. Because
Jesus
they
reached
were
there,
real.
Picked him up.
And they told him what they
see,
wanted.
Prayer doesn't have to be
no
long
vain repetition.
To be
no
strong.
Using fillers and phrases and all of that.
Elijah prayed on Mount Carmel.
Just
and
telling
all
him
other,
what they wanted.
Baal
verse
prophets
8.
And prophets
verse
of the grove, 850
be not
of them
ye
called on Baal
like
from
them,
9
for
to
your
3
father
o'clock.
Knoweth what things ye have need
and
of
Elijah
before ye ask him.
Elijah fixed the altar up and did all that he needed to do in preparations.
Thank you
and
very much. You may be seated.
Let's give a word hand. Prayer. God rain fire.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Bow down from heaven. 63 words.
Now, verse 8 is talking about
and did what
seeking.
They couldn't do in 6 hours.
God knows what you
when
are
When Hezekiah
seeking.
Got the word from Isaiah,
and
get
that's
your house
inspirational.
In
Now, he starts off dealing with an indictment, telling in verse 5, those who are hypocritical, who love to be seen and put on the show, that they have their reward. God ain't even listening to that.
Add it on.
Whatever accolades they get, whatever pats on the back, whatever man you show praise, that's their reward. That's all they're going to get. Because God didn't even hear
repetition.
That Then in his prayer, in verse 6, instructs
in Peter's
us
prayer,
on what we
nor
ought to
in Elijah's
do.
Prayer,
go
and
in
all
our closet,
the word
close
of God,
our doors,
where you've seen
pray
God
in secret.
Act
God who
the
will see in secret
God,
will openly reward
because
us.
They were real.
That means
and
we ain't got to go around telling everybody what we told God.
No vain repetition.
But God will
no
show them.
No using fillers and phrases.
What
and all
we
of that.
Told him.
Just
you know, sometimes you got to be careful about
want.
Telling everybody your
Verse
business.
Verse 8.
Because sometimes when you
be
tell folk to be
them,
in prayer
for
with
your father
you,
what things you have
sometimes they get P-R-A-Y, pray, and P-R-E-Y
you may be
mixed up.
Let's give her a hand.
Yeah, some of y'all missed that. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes what they do is they pray against you. Rather than
now,
praying with you.
Verse 8 is talking
and
about
And so sometimes
seeking.
You just need to tell the Lord
God
and nobody
knows
else
what
about
you
what it
are
is you
seeking.
Desire. You close your door. Talk to
now,
him. Be honest with him. Be real
with
him. And Jesus instructs
in
us
five,
that when we do it in secret, God will see it and reward
and
us openly.
That they have their reward. God,
I've been believing God for a new car. Well, I ain't won't tell nobody because my credit is bad and I ain't got no money and so forth and so on. But I told God about it.
Pray,
and how many of you don't understand that God can give me a new car without a new job? See, you don't know how God does what he does, but the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God's got some folk with enough money, and all he has to do is give me enough favor till they will bless me. And I ain't had to put a penny on it. Am I talking to anybody in the house? So when you pray in secret, God will reward you openly. And when they say, how did you get this? I just told the Lord all about it. All right. And then he continues on with the instructions of saying, don't use vain repetition. Because many think that they will be heard because of their much speaking. God is saying, listen, if it's real, if it's honest, if it's from the heart, just tell me what you want. Leave out all that rest of the stuff that you're just saying to be saying, or that sounds good, or that church rhetoric that you've heard somebody else pray. They may mean that. But you're just saying it to fill in and add to your prayer. And then lastly, here Jesus says, here's the reason why. Because your heavenly Father knows what you're seeking. He already knows what you have need of. So if he knows what you're seeking, then that means all he's waiting for you to do is release it out of your mouth. Because he himself already knew what your request was, what your needs are, what your desires are, what you long for. You're not surprising God. God knows these things already. And it ought to make it easier for you to be real with him since he already knows what you want. You know how you've gone to folk and you want to ask him for something, but it's so big it's like, whew, well. Now look, don't sit down. Maybe you ought to just sit down. For I tell you, I know you want, this is mighty big. I'm telling you up front. You ain't got to go through all that with God. Because listen, he's already prepared to do more than you can ask for. More than you can think. He's already prepared to give you more than you can even fathom. So don't think your request will blow God away. You can't think that big. You can't ask anything that much of God that it's too much for him. So just be real with him. Make sure that your requests are biblically based so that when you go to him, you know that he's already willing to do what you're asking him to do from his word. And so Jesus helps us before he ever starts telling us what to say. He gives us a few little helpful holy hints so that you won't waste your time praying what we call the Lord's Prayer or the model prayer that he goes on in verse 9 when he says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father. And then he goes on through the verse 13 praying this prayer. Now, keep in mind, structure is important. Principles are important. Why? If Jesus took out time before he taught his disciples to pray to cover this ground, I thought it helpful to us to understand that he has an indictment against folk who pray for show. That I would let you know that. I thought it would be helpful to tell you that God wants to have a personal, private, intimate time of communication with you. Sometimes he just wanted to be just you and him. And then I thought it would be helpful for me to tell you that you don't have to get caught up on long prayers if you ain't got one. Now, sometime you got a list that's so long, it might take hours to go through. And that's fine. God is good with that. But as long as it's real, true, genuine communication with God, he's fine. But when you just saying stuff and going over and over and over and over and just saying meaningless phrases and just saying things just to be saying them, God is not into that. And he's not going to answer you because you think because of your much speaking, God is impressed with that. No, who you're trying to impress is man, who can't do nothing about your prayers. So that's one of the reasons why when you go in your prayer closet, you ain't got to worry about being on a time clock trying to impress nobody. It's communicating with God from your heart, from your inward parts. And then it's remembering that he already knows what you need. And that's inspirational. It's inspirational because when you think about the fact that God is just waiting on you to say it, he's got the power to do it, can't nothing stop him, but your unbelief and you're not following the scripture as Jesus is teaching. Listen, he has all power to do all things. So when you know this and know already, he's already gotten the memo. Amen. He just want to know if you're going to be honest enough to come to him and say it. You know, and when that makes sense to you in prayer, then when we follow through the rest of these verses, it'll make more sense to you. How many of you know that the Lord wants you to know how to pray prayers that reach heaven and get results? How many of you know he wants you to know that? To God be the glory today. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, Lord, teach us how to pray.
For my way. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana,